What's the way I have to understand when we see your statue?
My meaning is the golden calf is a symbol for another god. It's a symbol of mammon, it's a symbol of money. And I think we have changed our god to another god. We changed our god to money. We have only one church, this is a bank, nearly. And this is a symbol of the golden calf, also in the Bible. Because in the Bible, they, maybe know, the Moses go up in Sinai, and then he was away in 3 or 4 months, and nothing happened. And then the Jewish people down there waiting, and then they started collecting all the gold jewelry from the woman, and then they build a calf, a golden calf, and then they have a big party, and then in this moment, God and Moses go down from Sinai and saw that, and be really angry because this was a calf. They have changed their god, and this is one of the strongest thing in the Bible because he killed all the people. And sent them directly to hell, because this was so awful to do, if you are Christian or something like this. And I think it's a little bit funny. We tell everybody in the world, especially the Muslims, we tell, oh, we are good Christian people. We are the people who take care of the human right. We are the people who doesn't care with other people. We are no terrorists. We are really the good people on the earth. And then we put our money in a bank. Who support Burma, we put our money in investment for weapon, we put our money to destroy a big environment place and take all the wood down in Amazonas, and all this thing we are using the money for. And I think this is a kind of double standard. We don't believe we are the clean people. We have the right meaning, but we do a lot of other things. And I think we have changed our god to another god. It is called, it's money. We only have respect for one thing. This is money.
Our new religion is money, you want to say?
Yes. I think you could change all our churches and put new 10 commitments with dollars or something like this. This is our real meaning. We are sitting every fucking day we are sitting and looking at the television and see people die of hunger. 2 flight hours from here. 2 hours from here, people are dying of hunger. Child are dying of hunger. And we're sitting there and say, oh, this has nothing to do with me. And then we close the television and drink our coffee and eat another cake. And have a lot of problem because we eat and eat and eat. And this is our only problem. We eat too much. We use too much. We spend too much money and everything. And then you see some of these poor people who are dying. It's completely crazy. If you saw that from outside, the world is really crazy. And this is the meaning of my art. I'm trying to tell this paradox. We believe we are one, but in the real world, we are another one. Seen from Africa's point of view, seen from Burma's democracy movement, then we, you and me, and the bank, our country and Europe, we are the devil. And this is the meaning of my art, to show that. And I believe art is a kind of language, not with word, but you show something with making a symbol, and then people begin to think on the symbol. This is the reason I use it in the Bible, because if not, it could be really difficult to understand. But I know the Bible is a kind of... Everybody in Europe are knowing the Bible. And this is the reason I'm using the golden calf, because then it's easier to making a statement who also could be understanding in Belgium and in Germany and Italy and Denmark in the same way. And then I could kick the religion in the ass. I think I like that also, yes. I'm not religious myself, but I have a lot of work in the church. And sometimes I speak in the church. I have a lot of work together with the bishops in Denmark. It's strange, a little bit strange, because I'm not religious, but it's because this thing I'm saying, this is a kind of a statement about human rights. And a lot of Christians are meaning that also. There is some who haven't changed their God.
It's not the first time that you do an artistic intervention to
I make a lot of this kind of statement. I make my two kind of art. One kind of art where I sell this aesthetic. I like it. It's a beautiful woman and all this kind of art. I'm making art for the big factories and a town and church and all this kind of thing. And this is another kind of art. This is about frustration. It's frustration about what's going around. And the first one I make that was because of the Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall, we break the Berlin Wall down in 89. And then every bricks we burn, take down from the wall, we put around the rich world. Because when the Berlin Wall fell down, all the refugees are also released in the world. Now they begin. In the past, there was... the Berlin Wall was taking care of all this thing, and now the movement are going around in the world, and then we're starting to build a new wall around the rest world. And I think this is the people who build the wall who are being the beast. The only way to defend a wall against human. Only way to defend a border against human, this is to kill them. And you do nearly that. We have seen now. We have seen Africa. They climbing up in the big I don't know what they call this NATO thing. And they die there. They die in small rubber boats that go out, and they die because of we have put a lot of scanner who could see how if the big boat they could see the big boat and cannot see the small boat not yet, and then they go in smaller and boat. And there's a die more and more people. We talk about women, and we talk about child, and we talk about young people who try to get a new life because it's not able to get a life in lots of places in Africa because of civil war and hunger, and there's a lot of problems. And I think we'll destroy us. I think we'll be like pigs one day. I think we'll be making a totalitarian system like the German did. And the next time, I think we will kill the foreigner.
Do you think that you can pinch people awake by making these statements?
No, I think we will kill them. I think at the end, we will kill them. And after that, we will wake up and say, oh, now we have done it again. But when you've seen this sign, you must tell about it. And I try to tell about it, but it goes the opposite direction. Obviously, people get more and more scared from the Muslim, and the Muslim get more and more angry and put more and more bomb, and then people get more and more scaring, and this kind of devil's system. And I don't think the artists could stop that. I think the artists could show a lot of different angle and things. Like that. I think still there's a lot of people who try to protect our values and try to protect our world, but I'm not sure we are strong enough. But never mind, we should do it anyway, we should do it. And then, in the end, we could escape. I think it's the same. It was the same in Germany. It was the same in the civil war in Yugoslavia. Some people were saying, I don't want to rip all this woman. I don't want to do that. I don't want to kill them. I don't want to put the Jews in the concentration camp and kill them. And okay, the German killed them, and the Serb killed them, or... Maybe they're refugees to the United States. Maybe we could come another place. But, yes.
Do you think that that undercurrent in society can be strong enough to actually make changes?
I hope, but I can't see the sign, everything. They call the opposite way. The first happening I made of this kind was my inner beast, and I put it up 20 places in Europe. And... then after this last 10 years, since I put this, it's got worse and worse and worse and worse in every country. In that moment, it was only France, I think, and Antwerp. There was the worst thing, and some places in Germany. But now it's everywhere. It's in Denmark, it's in Italy, it's in, I think it's worse here also. Of course, I hope... Maybe I have a wrong thing. I hope it, but I'm not quite sure.
You're an optimistic negativist.
Yes, you can say that. And then I make all this statement the whole time. I think if I'm not was so scared to death to be a part of this, then I will relax a little bit and sell my art to the rich people and use my money to buy everything. Maybe. But I use all my money to make all this kind of crap everywhere in the world. Now I'm going to Hong Kong about 14 days, and I'm making a statement in Hong Kong about WTO meeting, about the trade, the fair trade thing. We have a dead cow we put up in Hong Kong, a real dead cow, and in a 9-meter high weight like this. Every cow in Europe or in the rich world get $850. It's incredible, a lot of money. Every cow. And it's not able to a farmer in Botswana or in Namibia to produce a cow and sell it. It's not able to do that because you can't. We subsidize our own agriculture, our own production here, and keep the other out. And this is the reason we put this cow up in the front of the NGO meeting in Hong Kong, together with a lot of other sculpture. We make a mask there and. Nearly the same as we're doing
here. How long will this statue be here? Or?
It should be only to the 10th or the 12th of December. But I haven't the time to take it down because I'm in Hong Kong at this moment. And my people here, I'm not sure they have the time. I hope you can find another place today. Maybe the town gets okay, we'll let it stay there till you come and get it. I think the best thing could be you let it stay there until the bank are changing the policy. And you say, okay, we move it around, away, thank you. And then have a big party and then remove it because then we have success. I think this is the best. They could stand there and people could run, oh, what is that? And I think it's a good thing, but you never know.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.